Tips about buying excavator buckets. An excavator is the giant of the building site. It can transfer tons of bricks, dig via concrete, tear down structures and lift objects into the air. It is no surprise, then, that it is a staple for all construction projects. When it comes to purchasing excavator buckets for constructions, there are a few buckets rules which apply to all the excavators. Cycle times. Buyers should remember that the time taken to dig a full bucket load, fastest cycle time, is not necessarily attained with the largest or widest capacity bucket. This is particularly true in tough ground conditions. Stability. It isn't advisable to exceed the highest bucket width recommended in the excavator specifications. Any alteration to the excavator work equipment, dipper or boom extensions or quick hitches, will derate the overall excavator stability. Narrow digging. On most excavators, the limiting feature for bucket width is the width of the bucket pins and linkage. It's possible to manufacture taller, narrower bucket, although this might have a reducing breakout capacity, can't dig deeper than the pail itself and might collide with other parts of the excavator. Price. The cheapest is not always the best. Buyers shouldn't buy excavator buckets because they are cheap. Type of buckets. Digging buckets. Owners should ensure that the teeth of these buckets are always in good condition and identify anywhere before it turns into critical condition to avoid extra expenses. They shouldn't be tempted to use these buckets for heavy-duty, rock, quarry or demolition applications. Ditching buckets. Ditching buckets are designed for leveling and rehandling of soil, therefore, they can dig rocky or compact ground. The width of ditching buckets, as well as their lighter design, means that they shouldn't be used to dig objects that are firmly fixed on the surface as they can bend. XHD buckets. XHD buckets are often used in all type of application, from dogging and loading rocks to digging soil in a quarry. Specification. Once a buyer has decided the kind of bucket he needs, ditching, XHD, digging, etc., what he need to understand is the specification, so as to make a true comparison of what he is getting for his bucks. Sadly, not our producers are as forthcoming and honest with this info, and thus, buyers should consider the following criteria. Material, bosses, size, delivery. Manufacture time. Finally, buyers should always try to buy the right buckets for the right job, as opposed to just buying the cheapest and easily available excavator buckets.